We also like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Samir Kayandi. He's the opposition critic for fiscal responsibility and also the MLA for Calgary Elbow. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kyle. I appreciate it.
All right, main thing we want to talk about here, it was just the last week that we saw the provincial budget come out, and some interesting reactions have been coming out on that, and some more announcements made for the province on that. I guess, first of all, kind of some of your kind of reactions to, I guess, what we've seen on the provincial budget here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the number one issue that I'm hearing about when I talk to my constituents is affordability. You know, like, people are very, very stressed out about the cost of everything going up. And Alberta is unique in Canada in that our wages have not kept up with inflation, right? And so people were really, I think, expecting something from this budget that would help them out. And in fact, what they got was nothing. There's the broken promise on tax cuts. Which means that, you know, the one key affordability measure that Danielle Smith's party was talking about prior to the election in order to get elected, like, is actually not there. But then there's also, you know, like, just nickel and diming on everything, like extra fees for everything that government provides. And as well, you wrap that up in the fact that there's underinvestment in healthcare and education. And the way that people experience it, like, look, if you have to get a tutor because your kid's class is overcrowded, that's an affordability issue. You know, if an emergency room isn't there for you and you've got to take time off work in order to spend like 15 hours in the emergency room, that's an affordability issue. And around those two key things, this budget actually doesn't provide very much at all.
And you touched on a little bit on the affordability concerns. Obviously, a lot of people you have it, they're kind of squeezed by different bills, and, you know, obviously it's the rising cost for things like insurance and whatnot. How much is this stuff coming out of the budget going to add to some of those affordability concerns, do you think?
There's going to be a lot of problems, especially around electricity, because what the government did was they actually gave some relief around electricity bills last year, but they paid it forward with a payday loan that now ratepayers have to pay it back. And so, like, that's going to hit this year. And around insurance, it doesn't look like they did anything around that. I mean, I'm hopeful that something else will emerge that will help keep insurance rates under control, because frankly, it's a huge challenge right now. And then, not in the budget, but the most affordable form of electricity in the world right now is renewable. And the government has effectively banned wind energy across massive parts of this province, including the parts of the province that have the best wind resource. And over time, this is going to contribute to higher electricity prices. It's really a shame.
You touched on a little bit on the healthcare side of things, certainly particularly up in our region. In the piece, there's been issues with you know, people either just finding family doctors, or, you know, some hospital emergency departments, most notably in Fairview, having troubles with doctor coverage there. You mentioned certainly emergency rooms that are open are certainly very busy and crowded. Do you think that, you know, more sort of frontline workers should have been more money provided for them in this budget?
There should have been more money for healthcare generally. Yes, absolutely. We have a population in Alberta that is growing by, you know, that the government's own projections say are going to grow by about 4%. We're going to have inflation that's going to be growing by about 2.5%. Like, you add it all up, and just to keep pace with population growth and inflation this year, you have to increase spending by 6.2%. And 6.2% sounds like a lot, but that's actually the minimum level that you need in order to keep the already kind of cruddy level of service that we have already. And the healthcare budget increase is nowhere near 6.2%. In fact, the budget overall is increasing by like 3 and change, right? And so, like, are they going to be shutting down emergency rooms in Edmonton and Calgary? No. You know, where that comes out is out of you know, you guys who are out of the big centers, where, you know, like not only do your closed emergency rooms have a tough time reopening, but there might be, you know, more trouble in the future just in order to like save costs in the face of like rapidly increasing demand. I'm very worried about this.
And also on the class sizes point, I think even up in our region as well, you can find, you know, teachers that are dealing with their class sizes sort of increasing a lot and them finding a lack of sort of resources to help with that. How much of an impact is this going to have really sort of long-term on kind of the future of this province with sort of kids' education being hurt by some of these increasing class sizes?
Oh, you nailed the issue on the head, right? Like this is something I'm incredibly worried about because we've had good planning in Alberta over the last 50 years where we have actually one of the best education systems in the world. And I mean, I know, like, I think that we have three MLAs in our caucus, at least two, maybe three from Valley View, right? Like education is the great leveler and the great equalizer where you can get a great education. You go to university and then you come back to the town where you grew up in and contribute. And that path is really endangered right now. Like, I'm very worried about what's going to happen to small communities as a result of starving, our children's education. And of course, like, it's going to be nothing.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I always like to add a little personal question, kind of show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on the spring season in the next little bit, probably some people with some different activities to like to do when the weather gets better. What about with you? What are some of your go-to spring activities?
I'm a runner for my sins. So it means I like to just get out there and spend an hour just pounding the pavement no music, right? It's very meditative. I just sit there and it's just me and my breath and my pain and it just feels really good.
Definitely hope you get some time to do that. Sabir Kayandi, the NDP critic for fiscal responsibility, thanks for joining us here today.
All right. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.